In order to succeed, I first believe I can. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Recently came across my desk a wonderful statement, a concept from the internet, on who and what is the source of my supply. And the answer was God. On what basis am I paid? I am paid according to my true belief in the value of my work or contribution. Do I believe that I can change the amount of my supply? It will change according to my belief. Am I willing to do something to increase my supply? Willingness to do is a beginning step to having. Am I open to ideas that will increase my supply? Everything begins with an idea. Am I willing to act on an idea of mind as if it were so? When we act as if it were so, it becomes a law, and it is so. Is my lack of supply my only lack? The law meets all needs. It knows neither large nor small. All requests are alike to it. Am I willing to give up something in order to get something? When I give up the belief in lack and limitation, all my desires and needs are met. Do I trust my inner self to know what is right for me? The spirit within knows when a thing is right for me. I trust its guidance. Am I willing to accept a gift? The universe is always giving. We must clear out our receivers and accept the gift. These statements are quite significant and quite positive. In order to succeed, I first believe I can. In order to succeed, I put these thoughts, these causes, these ideas in motion to bring about whatever it is that is important for me, whatever it is that I feel is going to improve my life and make it better. Success is not only in money. Success, of course, is very nicely in money, but success is in happy, harmonious relationships. Success is in peace on earth. Oh, that is a beautiful one, isn't it? Success is in the joy that we have when we wake up in the morning and we say, all is in divine order. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel like leaping into the sky and saying, hi, wonderful world, here I am. What have we got planned for us today? Success is greeting everything with the expectation that it is already fulfilled and complete. Greeting everything with the idea that we now live in this wonderful concept of allness and oneness. We live in the concept of allness and the idea that everything is ours right now. Everything is complete in our life right now. Everything is fulfilled in our life right now. What is the source of our supply? The indwelling presence. The indwelling God, that's the source of our supply. That's the source of all experiences we have in life. Now, there are times when we do not stop to listen. I keep chiding all of my students about that. Stop and listen to the whole statement. Stop and listen. At the dinner table the other night, I made 6 different statements. And each statement was not complex, but it was a two-part statement. And of the 6 statements, only 3 of the statements were heard all the way through. All the rest of the statements were ignored. They were acted upon as though the statement was only half given. And because they were acted upon as though the statement were only half given, they were acted upon in a negative, in an unnecessary way. And this is what happens to us in our life. When we turn to the divine within us, and we listen to the divine within us, and the divine within us reveals to us some wonderful path or program or pattern for us, and we do not stop long enough to listen, we do not learn, teach ourselves, train ourselves to listen to that divine within, we miss the direction that it is going for us to have our wonderful good. We miss the opportunity to understand how we are to be part of that revelation of good in our life. We miss that. We don't miss it because it's not there, or that it's not loud and clear. We miss it because we leap on the first part of it and miss the second part. So often in life, this is the case. So often in life, this is the way. You can go to the movie if you will tell me what the movie is about before you go. Now, we hear you can go to the movie and wow, we're off. We think how wonderful, how great, how fantastic. We're off to the movies. And we don't even hear if you can tell me what the movie is about. What is the movie about? Is the movie about a gentle, loving, caring, happy family or activity in the world? Or is the movie about violence and murder and unhappiness? Now, we know those things. We don't have to give the narrative of the movie. We don't have to tell point per point what's going on in the movie. But the general impression of the movie, the general concept of it, is what is requested. Very simply, what is the movie about? The movie's about a love story between this boy and girl who finally get it together, and they finally realize that they are meant for each other, and they live happily ever after. Oh, go and enjoy it. Go ahead. Oh, it's a story about the gangsters in Chicago as they were with the Al Capone gang, and they were shooting it up, and how Al Capone got shot in the end. I don't think that's one that you need to go to. I don't think you need to relive the past in a negative sense. Now, what would you like to do? Well, there's another one about the story of Michelangelo, of how he created the Sistine Chapel ceiling and how he worked on it and what stories went into it and kind of the sadness, but yet the happiness that went into it. That sounds sort of interesting, a little bit touching, but a little interesting. Perhaps that's okay. But you see, we don't have to tell the whole story. We don't know the whole story. All we can do is say that it is about something that is charming and loving, uplifting, supportive, something revealing of our highest and our best. When we go through life, always seeking out the concepts for our highest and best, wherever they may be found, even on the internet, where it says, what or who is the source of my supply? God. On what basis am I paid? I am paid according to my true value in the work, the value of the work. I am paid according to my true belief in the value of the work or contribution. What is my true belief? In order to succeed, I first believe I can. What is my true belief about what I'm doing? Do I believe that I am giving a gift? I am giving my best to my job, and therefore I deserve to have the salary that I'm getting? Now, deserve is perhaps not the right word there, but have I earned that money? Does that money, can that rightfully be mine? Can I rightfully say, I have earned this money? And without any other details involved. When you feel that in your heart, then your income will continue and grow. When you feel that you are giving less than your best, well, I'm going to give my better, the better part of who I am later. I don't want to give everything all at once because then they won't know that I can do better. And, of course, this is not true. If in any job we go into, we give our best from the very outset, if we give our best from the very moment we begin, then we will find that what best we have given was just the beginning of how great we are and how wonderful we are. Always give your best under all circumstances and watch how you improve. Watch how the best that you thought you had was only the beginning. And now you're reaching out to a deeper, higher, more wonderful expression of just who you are. In order to succeed, I first believe I can. In order to do any good job, I give the very best I am. In order to achieve anything, I give the very best I am. In order to love anything, I give the very best I am. What about you? Are you giving the very best that you are? Are you getting the most out of life? Is life a wonderful success for you? It is for me. And it is for me because I like myself. I like my world, I like my creation, and I like everything in it. I am a great success in my life. Everything I do turns out to be wonderful because at all times I am being me. At all times I am being the wonderful concept that I am, with no other thought, with no other realization, with no other expectation. I am being the wonderful concept that I am. This is how it goes. This is how it is. This is what it means to succeed. Because first, I believe I can. Think on these thoughts. They're just thrilling to start our thinking. But realize that this thought for today can be the thought for the foreverness of your life. Have a wonderful day. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.